Dissolving Boundaries. Ferruccio Busoni. Suddenly, one day, it seemed clear to me that the unfolding of musical art fails because of our musical instruments. The unfolding of the composer fails because of the study of scores. If creation, as I define it, means a forming out of nothing, and it can not mean anything else, if music is to strive back to originality, namely to its own pure essence, a back that actually has to be the real forward. If it is to discard conventions and formulas like a used-up material and flaunt itself in beautiful nakedness, this urge is initially hindered by the musical tools. The instruments are chained to their range, their type of sound, and their possibilities of execution, and their 100 chains necessarily bind the person ready to create as well. Arnold Schoenberg. A thought can never pass away. It is very unfortunate that so many contemporary composers care so much about style and so little about thought. No one should subject himself to limitations other than those due to the limits of his talent. No mathematician would invent anything new in mathematics merely to flatter the masses, who do not possess the specific mathematical way of thinking. And, likewise, no artist, no poet, no philosopher, and no musician whose thinking takes place in the highest spheres would sink down to the vulgar in order to satisfy such a slogan as art for all. Because if it is art, it is not for all. And if it is for all, it is not art. Anyone who really uses his brain for thinking can only be obsessed with one desire, to solve his task. One thinks only for the sake of one's thought, and so art can only be created for its own sake. A thought arises. It must be formed, shaped, elaborated, carried out and thought through to the end. For there is only l'art pour l'art, art solely for art's sake. Theodor V. Adorno. When music was thoroughly misled by all this for the first time, it became the new. Theodor V. Adorno. It is not expression as such that must be exercised from music as a witchcraft. Otherwise, nothing would remain but the wallpaper patterns of tonally moving forms. But the moment of transfiguration, of idolatry, in expression has become threadbare. Theodor V. Adorno. It is in all dimensions an image of freedom, and a little like Kant's eternal peace. Theodor V. Adorno. The point of crystallization of all new tendencies in harmonics is dissonance. Dissonance is the essential carrier of expression, a symbol of pain and suffering. At the same time, it has a purely musical meaning, namely that of withdrawing as far as possible from the dominance of the musical formula, of the tonal triad system, and of realizing the uniqueness of the musical moment through unique, concrete, non-cliché means. These two tendencies have finally been set completely free in the new music. John Cage. Wherever we are, what we hear is mostly noise. When we ignore it, it disturbs us. When we listen to it, we find it fascinating. The sound of a truck at 50 miles per hour. Static between the stations. Rain. We want to capture and control these sounds, to use them not as sound effects, but as musical instruments. I believe that the use of noise to make music will continue and increase until we reach a music that is produced through the aid of electrical instruments, which will make available for musical purposes any and all sounds that can be heard. Whereas, in the past, the point of disagreement has been between dissonance and consonance, it will be, in the immediate future, between noise and so-called musical sounds. The present methods of writing music, principally those which employ harmony, will be inadequate for the composer, who will be faced with the entire field of sound.